The treasures of God's grace are for us, April 22. God's grace sufficient for every need. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. If you have given yourself to God to do his work, you have no need to be anxious for tomorrow. He whose servant you are knows the end from the beginning. The events of tomorrow which are hidden from your view are open to the eyes of him who is omnipotent. When we take into our hands the management of things with which we have to do and depend upon our own wisdom for success, we are taking a burden which God has not given us and are trying to bear it without his aid. We are taking upon ourselves the responsibility that belongs to God and thus are really putting ourselves in his place. We may well have anxiety and anticipate danger and loss, for it is certain to befall us. But when we really believe that God loves us and means to do us good, we shall cease to worry about the future. We shall trust God as a child trusts a loving parent. Then our troubles and torments will disappear, for our will is swallowed up in the will of God. Christ has given us no promise of help in bearing today the burdens of tomorrow. He has said, My grace is sufficient for thee. But like the manna given in the wilderness, his grace is bestowed daily for the day's need. Like the hosts of Israel in their pilgrim life, we may find morning by morning the bread of heaven for the day's supply. One day alone is ours, and during this day we are to live for God. For this day we are to place in the hand of Christ in solemn service all our purposes and plans, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for us. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil.